Good morning, everyone. Our takeaway question this morning is a bit of psychology and anthropology altogether. What song is it that you listen to get you out of the economic recession? We've asked this question a couple times in the past, but today it's for anthropological reasons that we're asking it, because I don't know if you've heard this or not, or you understand what's going on over in the UK. The highest grossing movie of all time, edging out Titanic as of last week, is the movie Mamma Mia, which, of course, contains the music of ABBA. And what's going on in the UK? We want to know. But while you're thinking about that, 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org is to call and register your musical suggestion for getting out of this recession. All right, movie, whatever you do. Escapist entertainment is kind of the focus, and they're really escaping over in the UK, listening to Mamma Mia, watching the movie. It's the film adaptation of the musical based around the songs of ABBA. It was a smash hit in London's theater, and it's a hit on Broadway here. But the movie has really spiked in a way that maybe it's a little bit disturbing, and here to talk about all things that are alarming and worrisome about the UK and British culture generally is Paddy O'Connell, or Patrick O'Connell, presenter, host of Broadcasting House on BBC Radio. Paddy, thanks for joining us.
John, Adora, thank you for the music.
Yes, well, this is an urgent issue, and because our roots are so close to you in the UK, that something like this would happen makes us look deep into ourselves and wonder, you know, what's going on here?
Well, don't just pin it on us. 15 countries have made this movie number one. And Titanic, which goes on for like 2 days, and you know what happens at the end anyway, the boat hits the iceberg, that's been rightly beaten by a sort of song and dance number with an incomprehensible plot about a girl who invites 3 men, one of whom she believes to be her father, to her wedding in Greece, and it's all set to the music of ABBA.
Yeah. Okay, ABBA is invading. But does this connect with something that's going on in the UK right now? What do you think it is?
Well, for a start, we're like you. You can't move for bad news. Everywhere you go, someone says, you look ill, your job's going to go, your car's rusting. It's just so miserable that obviously people are looking for escape. That's the same all over the place. And this film has gone quickly to number one because what's happened is 30 million people saw the stage show. There are sing-along versions, and there are multiple visits. So gay men go along, gay girls go along, women fighting back against, you know, a life of gloom are going back.
Be careful there, Paddy.
But it's not a movie for Joe Sixpack, I don't think.
No, but it's interesting that you say that, because I saw the production in London many years ago, and you couldn't get tickets. It was a very sought-after play when it was on the stage.
Yes, you're right. And it's been going for about 9 or 10 years, and people came from all over the place, and they keep going back. And that's the key thing for the market men and women, that people will go back to it. But it also chimes, John, with what you said to me earlier. There are other signs that the British are turning to a sort of nostalgia feel-good at this time of year as well.
Nostalgia? Hold on a second. These are blonde people with nice teeth singing in Swedish accents. What's nostalgic about that for people in the UK?
Well, ABBA broke out from the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974, so this film is also number one in Sweden and Germany at the moment. New Zealand and South Africa have also made it number one, so it's not just the crazy British who've latched onto something that isn't just about unremitting economic disastrous gloom and horror.
You're on the edge of a cultural tsunami. You know, in our studio here, gagging away to this is Femi Oke, who actually hates the movie, and you have a UK passport, right?
I have a UK passport.
Well, give it back.
Maybe I brought my taste out of the country with me. This is an awful, awful, awful movie. I didn't pay for the ticket, and I still wanted my money back at the end of it. Now, I do love...
What's wrong with it? How can the movie be awful and the musical is great?
Because the acting is really over the top.
The acting is over the top.
The dancing is terrible.
You want cinematic realism in Mamma Mia?
But maybe this is why it's such a hit, because it's the sort of dancing that you can do, the sort of dancing that you did as a kid in front of the TV. It's that sort of dancing, really bad dance routines in the movie, I have to say, not in the production.
I think that we should add here that the movie has garnered 2 Golden Globe Awards. Wow. So there's somebody here in the United States, because we're talking about it was nominated for Best Film, Musical or Comedy, and Best Actress, Musical or Comedy.
All right.
Somebody likes it here in the U.S.
So, Patty, do you dance to an ABBA score in the morning in your bathrobe?
No, to be honest. I mean, I get Femi's point. I mean, this is a bit about the embarrassing uncle at the wedding. I was always told, if you can't dance, this is one simple maneuver you need to do. You need to, as a man, you need to stand up. You need to adopt a surfing position. So you lean slightly back on your left foot. You put both arms out as if you're on a surfboard, and then you drop back on your left knee whilst moving your arms in the sort of surfing position.
And all right, people, I got you. All right.
You can see that?
I can see it. Okay, ready? Go. Here we go.
Everyone, go. With the music. Now.
You guys are scaring me.
You see, people think you can dance.
Patty, that's very convincing.
It's good, isn't it? Can you see me?
Nice hip action there.
Those aren't hips.
Oops.
But listen, I think the point is, so many lies are told about the British. We don't have sex. We've got bad teeth. But ultimately,
and your point would be what, Paddy?
These are lies. And
oh,
always,
yes.
What we're seeing here is you've got to put this together. This is not to everyone's taste. And Femi's right to remind us that there are people who hate ABBA, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
But listen, don't go carried away. There's a big movement at the moment to bring back the band Take That, with whom Robbie Williams was part of.
No. We'll be back to talk with you for that moment. Paddy O'Connell, he's kind of our, what we call him, Richard Simmons? Maybe. Paddy O'Connell, host of Broadcasting House on BBC Radio, talking about the largest, highest grossing movie of all time in the UK, Mamma Mia. Thanks, Paddy.
Thanks, John, Adora, and even you, Femi.
Thanks, Paddy.
Happy holidays.
Be careful with that dancing.